Greetings, saints of God. The story gets more interesting as we probe deeper into the covenant that David intends to fulfill with Mephibosheth, the son of Jonathan. Recall that David had made a covenant with Jonathan, and David, once he became king, was determined to fulfill that covenant. He made a request, and one of his servants informed him that Ziba, who was akin or acquainted with Saul's family, spoke of a son called Mephibosheth who lived in a place called Lodibar. And David was determined that he will not stay in a place called Lodibar. Isn't that what Jesus Christ did? Christ decided and made a decision from heaven that we will not allow humankind to become the victim of hell. He took time out to die for our sins. He took time out to be stripped of his royalty in heaven, come to earth to live and to die for the sin of mankind. What a love. What a love. What a love. Back to the story of David and Mephibosheth, Jonathan's son. Now, David, in the last segment, sent to fetch Machir out of the place called Lodibar. And in verse 6, it reads, "Now, when Mephibosheth, the son of Jonathan, the son of Saul, was come unto David, he fell on his face and did reverence. And David said, Mephibosheth. And he answered, Behold, thy servant. And David said unto him, Fear not, for I will surely show thee kindness for Jonathan thy father's sake, and will restore thee all the land of Saul thy father, and thou shalt eat bread at my table continually." Oh my God, look at that. Verse 8 says, "And he bowed himself and said, What is thy servant that thou shouldest look upon such a dead dog as I am?" Good God Almighty. Sometimes where we are located can define who we are if we allow it to get into our mental state. As far as Mephibosheth was concerned, he was a rejected. He was not to be even considered where title is concerned, king's son. Here is David desiring to restore him to royalty, to give him the accord of a prince. And this was shocking to Mephibosheth, because he may have heard of Saul's conquest to try to kill David, or determination to kill David. But maybe he didn't know of the covenant David had with Jonathan. Here David the king, determined to show love to, a kindness to, the son of Jonathan, responded in verse 9 and said, "Then the king called to Ziba, Saul's servant, and said unto him, I have given unto thy master's son all that pertained to Saul and to all his house. Thou therefore and thy sons and thy servants shall till the land for him, and thou shalt bring in the fruits, that thy master's son may have food to eat. But Mephibosheth, thy master's son, shall eat bread always at my table." Now Ziba had 15 sons and 20 servants. Oh my God, look at this. "Then said Ziba unto the king, According to all that my lord the king hath commanded thy servant, so shall thy servant do. As for Mephibosheth, said the king, he shall eat at my table as one of the king's son." Look at that. The rejected. Oh Lord. The rejected. The forsaken was now restored. One of our gospel worship leaders says, "I am not forgotten. God knows my name." Do you know that sometimes when they believe that you are forgotten because you're going through a rough time, you think there's no God, they can't find God, there's no evidence to show that God is working all things together for good. We tend to give up. We tend to accept the reality of the situation without recognizing that we are people of faith and that we should not bow to the enemy. Here is a situation that has defined Mephibosheth. He had settled in his new lifestyle as a rejected prince. But here is David, who God would not allow to forget the covenant he made with his father, making amends to the situation and making sure that there was provision for Jonathan's son. We'll continue on this in the next segment. God bless.